are talking with our guy Kyle over at Six and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont and upstate New York's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They are online at sticksandstuff.com. Also, Rouse's Point, New York, I should say. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing good. We're busy at the shop. The floodgates have opened. The sun is out, and people are ready to start working in their yards for sure.
You're talking to me about gardens today. I know absolutely nothing about gardening. So are you going to tell me about various tools that I need? Are you going to tell me that you sell plants? I don't even know. Where are we going?
No, I mean, the burpee seeds are located in some places already. I know St. Albans location, we have our display out. People have been picking through those, getting exciting, planning out their gardens that they're going to do. But a lot of the product that's coming in is more of like certain weed barriers, rolls of plastic, stuff that you can put down to keep weeds from growing, water to let it go through to the roots, but keep seeds like dandelions and weed seeds like that from germinating. So that's available in a lot of our locations, as well as Vermont Natural Ag products. We have Moo Dirt topsoil and Moo Dew composted manure, which is awesome for your plants. It'll keep them going nice and green and lush and giving you fruit or vegetables, whatever you're looking for all season.
Are you a gardener? My dad loves to grow tomatoes. Are you a gardener?
I am a gardener, yes. I garden a lot more than I actually eat them. Everyone I work is always excited when I bring in all of my extras, make a lot of pickles, a lot of canned stuff. So, yes, I do garden. My sons and my wife love it. I'm not a huge fruit and vegetable guy, but I can grow some mean ones.
So listen to this. Speaking of my dad, he got a tip last year that he could grow his own pumpkins. So what he did was after Halloween, he put our pumpkin, or our family's pumpkin, in the backyard, and basically just let it disintegrate all throughout the winter. And I guess the hope is that somehow the seeds that are left are going to sprout a giant pumpkin field in the Farkas backyard. Is this going to be is this really going to happen, Kyle? Or is this a fool's errand he's undertaking?
Not necessarily a fool's errand, because it's always good to experiment with things like that. He would probably be a lot better off if he had like a compost pile or something like that that he let the pumpkin decay in. Then the seeds might take, as long as they didn't get worked into the pile. I know a lot of farmers locally in the town that I live in used to plant them on the sides of their barns and their manure pits, and they would just let the pumpkins go crazy because it doesn't take a whole lot to grow pumpkins. Any place that there's dark, rich soil or compost, they should take off.
Okay, so we'll see if he actually ends up with pumpkins by next Halloween. We'll see what happens. You're going to talk to me about tape measures, which are a whole lot less fun than gardening, but certainly valuable.
Yeah, so we just got some cool displays in our St. Albans location. One of our vendors ran a cool promotion that I bought into. So it's a standalone display. I've got two of them set up right now up front by the counter. It's Stanley Fatmax. It's probably one of the most popular tape measures that are in the market right now. But they're running a display. So if you bring in any tape measure in any condition and you throw it in the dump bin that's connected to the new tape measures, you'll get 15% off of a new tape measure. So there's 16-footers, 25-footers, and 30-footers, and whatever condition, whatever brand, bring it in, show everybody at the front counter that you're bringing one in, grab whatever tape measure you want from that display, and they'll give you 15% off. So if you need a new tape measure, you get rid of your old one, and you get a brand new one.
There you go. Kyle over at Six and Stuff in Swanton Lumber online, sixandstuff.com, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber, as well as Rouse's Point in New York. So Kyle, be well, and we'll catch up down the road.
Okay, good luck with your pumpkins.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll have to find out I can't wait to update you on pumpkin status next week.
Bated breath.